Well, morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas red and not clear leather, for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
Big iron!
It was over in a moment and folks had gathered around. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
Big iron.
Big iron. Big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron.
All right, MTG's coming up in 30 minutes. I didn't really want to do this Candace Owens thing, but I didn't know what the truth was, even though I'd seen a lot of the stuff being put up by other people being discredited and the hysteria around it and how it really wound MAGA and let the deep state win. If it was true or if it wasn't true. So I had to go find out. And I'm not saying there isn't a cover-up. There is. But that's by the FBI of the leftist accomplices is where it all aims. So we've got one of the key pieces, the Egyptian planes, when we come back, because right now most of our radio stations aren't covering this, and people say, oh, radio, what's that? Especially young people. Little secret weapon of this operation is radio. So remember when they took us off all the internet for all those years, how we stay on air? AM and FM, baby. Still massive, and we're bigger than ever on it. So I want to thank all those stations. So we're going to go to a short break. And we're going to come back, and then I'm going to get into the Candace Owens things, and then I'm going to move on. But I'm glad she's met with them. Sounds like she is, you know, cooling her heels. And I like that, because I think Candace overall does a lot of great work and has a lot of courage. Here's some key information. We'll be right back.
So I tried Methylene Blue, and instantly I bought a 9-month supply after that. I bought the Optimal Human Super Greens. I bought a 4-month supply of that. I bought Power Plant Plus, Methyl Drive, and Nitric Boost. And when I started all of this, I was 260 pounds, and I'm now down to 200 pounds exactly. And my testosterone when I started was 350. I was a low-T, overweight, useless, straight Christian male. My testosterone 2 weeks ago tested at 1,004. So these products really work. And when you hear someone say, the Methylene Blue is energy, but it's not like coffee. I was yelling at my radio, my TV or my phone going, what do you mean by that? What does that mean? Is it like a drug? Like, what is it, crack? Like, what are you talking? Listen, folks, whoever's on the fence about trying Methylene Blue, if you're 30 years or older, it's like waking up in your 20s. Like, I'm getting the chills just talking about it. I bought a 9-month supply of Methylene Blue because of how well it works. I can't express the gratitude I have for you guys over there and producing these kind of products. And shout out to the late Art Bell for turning me on to Alex Jones in 1995. So thank you very much. These products really, really work.
Well, we appreciate you calling in about the products and much, much more, of course. We are thankful for that. So thank you, Doug, for staying on hold. I know it's been a while, so we appreciate you for that. So I want to remind you all again, as you heard, to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com because everyone's bragging about the items we have there right now, and they're 40% off. You got to head on over right now, this very second.
And that ends from a few days ago.
We're selling out of a lot of your credit.
It's now 60% off until the 23rd. Methylene Blue and other items, get it now. We'll be right back with the truth about the Egyptian aircraft. We are live, still on air, despite all the admissions of the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ, hundreds of millions of dollars spent trying to shut us down. But despite that, because you, the activist audience in the arena, stood with us with your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, we have not only persevered, we have not only overcome, but we have dominated.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com today.
The spirit of victory lives in InfoWars. And InfoWars is more than a URL. It is more than this building. It is the people of America and the world becoming awake and standing up and rising and demanding liberty and freedom in the animating contest in the war against the tyrants.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right. So I talked about this some in the first hour, a little in the second hour, and we post this to X and Rumble. We'll combine it all together, but you're watching live right now. I really respect Candace Owens. I've known her since she pretty much broke onto the scene. Paul Watson reported on the stuff she was doing, and we had her come to Austin, had her on. Very nice lady. Done a lot of good work. Has a lot of courage is what I think of when I think of her. And I believe that she means well in everything she does. And I've had a lot of questions about the Kirk assassination, like all of you have. And so I followed all the anomalies and the things that went on, and people saying that the security was shooting under the arm and killing him, or a guy had a camera gun shooting him, and all that turned out to be true. And Candace really didn't say all that. She just kind of becomes the person that gets blamed for everything that's been said in general because she has such a huge show. No, she had questions about a bunch of other things. And so this kind of built to a head in the last few weeks. So, and as so many listeners asking me on the street and on air and family, I said, well, let me start going and looking at it. So I started just spending a lot of time to try to give you my answer. And if I went over all the questions she's asked, wouldn't call them claims, it would take 20 hours. And I've already covered earlier in the broadcast, some of the other issues that, she's told this is, good information, and then there's nothing there. Like the day before Kirk's killed in Arizona, there's a secret meeting and a guy walks into a room with all these colonels and they're planning all this. And then, one of the colonels has the same name as one of the TPUSC guys. And then, and was he really there? And then it turns out the guy's in the air from Dallas and all. It's just, it's crazy. And then TPUSA has to answer all this and respond to all this like they're guilty until proven innocent. And then I learned a while back, didn't talk about it on air, that they were going to be meeting in Tennessee, in Nashville with her yesterday, and that they kept debating about where it was going to be, Theo Vaughn's, there, and instead they just said, let's just meet in private, and they had a good four-hour meeting, and then yesterday I was talking to folks, and they said, yeah, everything, that they were planning to come and talk about either way on air, because they've done all the research and, have all the information on all these claims. We're about to present it. But before that happened, they wanted to meet with Candace. And I already knew a lot of the information. I already done my own research. But when I got sent a bunch of it, I was like, wow, I think Candace is probably going to, say, wow, yeah, I was just asking questions. Looks like you guys, didn't kill Charlie Kirk. Because she never said that. She just implied it seven ways to Sunday. And Candace, if you say that's not true, we have the compilation. And then you saying after it, you never implied it. Please don't make me go there. All right. If I thought TPUSA or Trump killed Kirk, I would cover it. I would do it. We're going to lose the midterms without TPUSA probably. They've signed up 500,000 people in just the last few months. Their chapters are exploding. The left hates it. And should we question the killing? Is there a cover-up probably by the FBI going on? Something's being covered up. I think it's great that she's asking questions. But we've gone and answered the questions. And so I told the folks at TPUSA, and I'm normally busy. I don't involve myself in this, but I've been contacted, obviously. And not just by them, the White House. I was very concerned about this, asking my advice. And I said, a while back, I said, why don't you go present her with this? I mean, you know, here you go. We're about to present all this point by point by point by point. And I got a sneaking suspicion that Candace will see the light, because I don't think she's doing this through animosity or through meanness or through, you know, anything evil. With all the lying we've seen, all the craziness, you know, I don't blame anybody that, you know, has these concerns. It's just that so much of what's been put out there by other people has been debunked. But then when you hear suddenly it's the army with the French, with the Egyptians, with the Israelis, and TPUSA and the people on the stage, it's all of that's not how these black ops work. If it was a real black op to kill him, and maybe there was motive for Israel to do it, but the left said they wanted him dead. They celebrated it. And we have all of these 10 tranny Antifa in the town 3 days before, 2 days before, and the day before, six the day before, two days before, and 2-3 days before, saying he'll be dead when he comes in 3 days. He'll be dead when he comes in 2 days. He'll be dead tomorrow. And then a bunch of them said the day, we told you he'd be dead. He'd be wiped out. He'd be crushed. He'd be destroyed. And then I learned from inside the White House, and I broke it. It was later confirmed a month later that, indeed, Cash Patel yelled at Tulsi Gabbard and said, cover it up. So at that point, I'm like, oh, my God, is Candace Owens completely right? Is Ian Carroll completely right? Oh, my God, did they do it? So even then I started, and I'm not blaming him for researching. I began ferreting into everything. And then on my own, none of it panned out. None of it was what I'd heard. And so then I did a deeper dive and got even more upset. But I said to the folks at TPUSA a few days ago, I said, well, when she gets presented with this by Erica Kirk, with the files, with the videos, here's the stuff we've got ready. Here, let's sit and watch this. Let's sit and look at this. Well, now Candace feels a lot better about it, so I'm glad. That's good. But I want to just show you, because TPUSA did their own version of this. Of course, it's the same data. But they said, oh, wow, this guy did the same reverse engineering. Kane Koa the Great, very popular in Hawaii, millions of followers, did a breakdown of just the planes and the data that she was given that she believes she checked out. And I'll give it to her. I don't know how to check this out, but they've had experts check it out. And what she said was 66% inaccurate. Now, TPUSA told me it's still weird these planes a few times were doing this. Maybe Israel was involved. We don't know. They want an FBI investigation of accomplices, and they're very close to coming out and just saying, hey, we're not saying there couldn't be something going on, but it ain't us. So overall, this is healthy. People are asking questions. The system's lied so much, but we still then have to, when we put information out, try to ferret through it and get it right. So I salute Candace for overall working all this. But at the same time, I'm glad that she's starting to figure out that a lot of folks think things may have gone a little too far. People may have been a little too sure in what they were saying, the way they said it. So here's a short clip of her talking about the meeting she had for 4+ hours with Erica Kirk yesterday, Charlie Kirk's widow, and that she's feeling really good about what she learned. Here it is.
4.5 hours later, I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm totally fine. And I'm sorry. I was going to do a show for you guys this evening, but I am truly exhausted. Very productive conversation. I asked every single question. I mean, from Egyptian planes to Turning Point USA faith. And I was very surprised by some of the answers that I got. And I think they were also very surprised when I shared certain intel. This probably should have happened a very long time ago, but I wanted to let you guys know that I am alive and I will have the full rundown for you guys tomorrow of what transpired. And yeah, I think it was definitely a very big step in the right direction. So I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Well, that's great, Candace. Well, let's take a right step in the right direction. Let's look at this breakdown. Any of you can go get this data publicly, and you can pay more and get even deeper data with all the geolocation, so like they did. So let's go ahead and go to this report. Breaking, 66% of what Candace Owen Egyptian Plains locations claims are wrong. 60% are on the wrong continent. I rebuilt her spreadsheet, purchased Flight Radar 22 data, and verified it using $950 of flight aware logs. Here is the full breakdown. Because you get public stuff, which you can verify it, but then you can always buy more data, which has now been duplicated, which TPUSA did and presented, I'm told, to Candace. So I'm glad she's feeling like everybody's going the right direction. That's good. Here's the report.
On September 10th, 2025, Charlie Kirk was shot and killed at Utah Valley University. Police say they have the shooter. There is a confession, DNA, and a recovered weapon. His name is Tyler Robinson. His parents identified him from FBI photos and helped turn him in. But online, a very different story has taken hold. A story claiming this wasn't a lone gunman, but a coordinated multinational operation involving Egypt, Israel, France, the United States, federal agencies, TPUSA executives, Bridget Macron, and even French legionnaires. And at the center of it all are two planes. Candace Owens has told millions of people that two Egyptian military aircraft, SUBTT and SUBND, tracked Erica Kirk's movements 73 times over 3 years.
Between 2022 and September of 2025, both of those aircrafts, SUBTT, the yellow plane, and SUBND, the blue plane, showed 68 overlaps with Erica's documented locations, okay? 68 overlaps. I have since been able to add now 73 times that this overlapped, okay? And 29 of those instances also happened to include Charlie. I am telling you this information has been completely verified. I am showing you this on a spreadsheet now. These are all the instances in which this plane, all 68 instances that this plane crossed with Erica.
She says the odds of this happening randomly are
less than a 0.00000001% probability, okay, under random distribution models that these Egyptian planes coincidentally landed around Erica at these times.
In her words, the Egyptian planes hold the key.
The Egyptian planes hold the key, and that is obvious. Maybe these planes might be the key to everything. They hold the key to solving Charlie's assassination.
Egypt to Israel to France, the United States to TPUSA to Charlie's murder. This entire web rests on one claim, that these two Egyptian planes tracked Erica Kirk 73 times. To support it, Candace said she used Flight Radar 24 and showed a spreadsheet on her screen. I screenshotted that spreadsheet and rebuilt it line by line. She says she verified everything using Flight Radar 24. So I did exactly what she claimed she did. I bought the Flight Radar 24 business subscription, the same one she says she used. Then I went further. I purchased a $950 three-year flight log from FlightAware to independently verify every entry. When you compare what the planes are actually doing to what Candace claims they did, the results aren't close. 66% of her location claims are wrong. And in 60% of the cases, the aircraft is on an entirely different continent. She has devoted much of her last 21 episodes to tying Charlie Kirk's murder to an international conspiracy centered on these two aircraft.
Egyptian planes.
Candace claimed a source contacted her DIA hotline, alleging Egyptian passengers were escorted off one of the planes in Wilmington, Delaware, by federal agents into a building housing the FBI, DOJ, DHS, and Secret Service. She presented this as evidence of U.S. government collusion.
I think we just want to know what he did wrong, okay? Because that email, that checks out. Yeah. Secret Service, the FBI, the DEA being involved, why this plane, the quote-unquote Egyptian plane, landed into Wilmington, that checks out.
She publicly questioned Kash Patel, Tulsi Gabbard, and Joe Kent, suggesting they knew about this conspiracy.
All right, let's stop right here. Marjorie Taylor Greene was able to join us earlier, so as soon as she leaves us in about 20, 30 minutes, I will go back to this report with the actual flight data for all of you. Stay with us. We're going to be back with Marjorie Taylor Greene, an amazing American patriot, in 60 seconds.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
December 16, 2025, one of my good friends, one of the strongest, most hardcore America firsters I've ever known, Marjorie Taylor Greene, hailing from the great state of Georgia, and she is fighting so hard, getting incredible legislation now finally into the House to ban the transgender death cult, cutting the genitals off of little boys and girls. We've got to get behind this legislation. We've got to call Congress. We've got to get Trump, despite, you know, of things he said, to man up and support her and other key legislation. She is fighting so hard. And I want to talk to her about the future, the rumors that have been put out. Is she going to run for president? All of this stuff and her overall view of where D.C. is. And regardless of her issues with Trump, and I get what she's saying in many cases, the good people in his cabinet, how do we extract the good from this and still have victory, over the globalists. So, MTG, I really appreciate you giving us this interview and your busy schedule. We can go wherever you want first. Obviously, the legislation, what's happening in Congress, what you've introduced here, H.R. 3492. Maybe we should hit that first, but go wherever you want. It's great to see you.
Thank you, Alex, and it's so good to see you and talk to you today. And I really want to talk about this important bill real quick so that all of your viewers know exactly what's happening with the bill and the games that are being played in Washington right now to stop it. This bill is called the Protect Children's Innocence Act. It's a bill, a signature legislation of mine that I've had introduced in Congress for years now. This was one of the top campaign promises by President Trump and Republicans in 2024 to make it a felony, criminalize the transing of children, of minors, anyone under 18. This is the most common sense thing that we can do as a country. Many other countries have already banned the ability to trans a child in their countries. The United States of America needs to do the same. And so what my bill will do is it will stop the genital mutilation of children, stop mastectomies on teenage girls. It will stop the castration of boys and minors and males. It will also stop the chemical castration of children with puberty blockers and all types of hormonal drugs given to them. This is an over 70% issue across the country among Democrats, Republicans, and independents. And kids just need the right. They need the right to be protected, to allow them to grow up before they ever make permanent changes to their body. I think this is so smart and common sense, but I got to tell you, Alex, I am today being fought on this issue like you would not believe. I have the trans mafia outside of my office screaming at me when I walk outside of my office door to go vote or go to meetings. And I want you to know it has been a hard process. I know many of the viewers are saying, why haven't they passed this bill yet? Why haven't Republicans got this done? And that is our major complaint this entire year, Alex, as we have watched failure after failure here in the Republican-controlled House of Representatives to bring good legislation to the floor that President Trump supports. My bill, as a matter of fact, he supports it so much, he signed an executive order on this very legislation earlier this year. But Congress has to pass the bill in order to make it a law. Otherwise, everything President Trump has done by executive order becomes temporary, Alex. And that means that this executive order that makes it a federal law, makes it a felony to trans children, minors under 18. That means the whole thing is temporary, and the next Democrat president can simply switch it back the other way, and then we'll see, just like we did in the Biden administration, the massive support from Democrats for transing children. These are kids that aren't even old enough to get a tattoo. They're not old enough to join the military. They aren't old enough to register to vote. Many of them that go through this are not even old enough to legally drive a car. However, this is something Republicans need to do, and every Republican needs to vote for it. Alex, we're supposed to get to vote on this tomorrow, but I got to tell you, I am so disappointed. I'm in a major fight with someone from Texas, one of my Republican colleagues, and that's Chip Roy, who is running for Attorney General in the state of Texas. And he is trying to introduce an amendment to change the exact wording of my bill. He's trying to introduce that amendment on the Rules Committee that I'm going to go be speaking on here in about 30 minutes to an hour. And his amendment would protect Gavin Newsom's sanctuary state trans child policies and would continue their ability at all of these privately funded pediatric gender clinics. It would protect those privately funded pediatric
clinics to continue. I believe you. I'm going to pull it up. You're telling me Chip Roy is trying to do carve-outs to have islands where they can continue to do this incredible satanic child abuse.
Yes, and I'm going to, here, Sophia, go tell them right now to send his team, Chip's amendment. Go send the Chip's amendment to Alex's team.
I believe you. Just text it to me. Text it to me during the break. Whoa, I don't believe you, but I do believe you. I know you don't lie. That is shocking. What happened to him?
Well, you know, I have no idea. I can't understand the reasoning for it. He's trying to limit the scope of my bill in the Commerce Clause. My Commerce Clause is comprehensive. It covers every single...
Well, wait, the Commerce Clause, the feds are allowed to have federal charges for murder, so can the states.
That's right.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
We also have federal laws on child abuse. We have federal laws on child sex trafficking. We have federal laws on all types of abuse.
Well, exactly. That would
children.
Be like saying... Federally, child sex slavery is illegal, but not in California. I mean, this
exactly.
is pure child abuse. I'm really upset now.
Yes, I'm upset too. As a matter of fact, I've been fighting him via text message. This all just came about. I found out about it about an hour ago. I'm in the process of trying to talk him into pulling his amendment from the Rules Committee. This was an amendment that he supported when it already went through the Judiciary Committee. This is an amendment that every Democrat wants to vote for. And this amendment, what it does is it changes the Commerce Clause in my bill and limits the scope to only institutions that receive federal funding.
Wow,
well,
so
of course we don't want federal funding.
Chip Roy is giving
my bill already stops federal funding, Alex. My bill stops federal funding, but my bill also makes it criminalizes every single form of so-called gender affirming care for minors. Every form. That means Gavin Newsom's laws in California would be null and void because federal law, and exactly what President Trump's executive order does, it makes it a federal law that you cannot perform any type of so-called gender-affirming care.
Stay right there. We'll be right back.
My Pillow alone, just My Pillow, not counting me, it costs them over $200 million directly related to Arctic frost, everybody. What they've done to my company, tried to just wipe them off the face of the earth because I'm out there going, we need to secure our elections. We need to secure our elections. We need to get rid of the machines. We need to go to paper ballots.
You were literally terrorized and targeted, and it's in the documents.
And that thing goes so deep. It's funny, Alex, things go so far, and then they tend to get stopped. But you guys, just know, I am never stopping. I will never stop. And number one, my number one thing is we need to secure our election platforms.
Let's talk about this. People supporting what you're doing and getting the highest quality, you name it, great products. almost all of it made in America. Your great Giza sheets have that special cotton everybody knows comes from Egypt, but you're amazing. Right. I've got some on my king bed. Talk about the incredible products you've got at MyPillow.com/Alex. And again, I want to be clear. We are only here still hanging on, but now people support at thealexjonesstore.com or at mypillow.com/Alex is absolutely critical. This is now literally up to you every month whether we're going to stay in this fight. We're both workaholics. We love people. We love telling the truth. You know, these corrupt people, you know, think we're schmucks because we're not corrupt. No, we know how to be corrupt if we wanted to, dumbasses. But we like being good people. That's what builds a society.
We're the tip of the spear. This is it. You only get one shot at this. And like I said, about 2 years ago, they said, Mike, would you, if you could turn back time here and go back, and if you wanted to spoke out about the election, wouldn't stand your ground, you know, look what they've destroyed, tried to destroy you. I said, I would never change a thing knowing what I know and knowing what this is critical. And that's where we're at. And it's because of all of you, because you buy our products. And that's why we're putting right now on sale our five flagship products. We have five flagship products, our biggest products of all time. For you go to mypillow.com/Alex, and you guys are going to see we've got the Giza Dream Sheets. If you put that thing up there, these are all for Christmas presents, you guys. You can get the best Christmas presents ever. The Giza Dream Sheets, the towels, the slippers. On the MyPillow Premiums, we've sold 85 million MyPillows because they work. You save over 50% on those. And then the mattress toppers made in the USA, $149.98, as low as that, depending on the size. But we got in the premium My Towels that actually work. You save 50% there, $39.98. And here's one of my favorites, the My Slippers. Best slippers in history. They're normally $149.98, $39.98. And once they're gone, they're gone. We can't get those back. They're made with impact gel, made out of soybeans. And so you walk on them, and it's like walking on a cloud. It's absolutely awesome, this patented gel that's in there. And then you have the Giza Dream Sheets. It's my favorite product. It's our president's favorite product. And not as low as $29.98. And I'm going to show you one more. You guys go there, and you're getting five of these Bible pillows. These are very dear to me. They've got stories on the back. You get five Christmas gifts for $29.98 for all five. You got the baby Jesus, Noah's Ark, Daniel in the Lion's Den, but you get all five of them. So you get five individual gifts for under $6 a piece. Free shipping, promo code Alex on your entire order. No matter what you are, this is an exclusive free shipping on your entire order. So go to mypillow.com/Alex, and it's a win, win, win. You guys are supporting my employee-owned company. You're getting the best products at the best prices in history. You're supporting this great, Alex's great show. I'll tell you, Alex, I can't be prouder, more proud than anyone that support your show and what you put out and help save this country more than anyone, and I mean that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Marjorie Taylor Greene is with us another 15, 20 minutes or so. She's going to have to leave and go be involved in a key vote here. So they're watching C-SPAN get ready when they call the vote. She's got to run down there. She's 10 minutes away. But to show you how I understand legislation, I'm not saying I'm some expert, I like Chip Roy overall. So during the break, I said, let me guess, he's been given disinfo with this amendment. He thinks it makes it better. He's just ignorant. She said, exactly. And so explain this. I predict he's going to end up pulling his amendment to your bill that outright bans, under the age of 17, anybody being chopped up by these psychos. Europe's already banned it. The UK's banning it. This is the trend. This hoax has caved in. This evil is failing. And unfortunately, America is way behind on this. So just recap, HR 3492, so important. You fought for years to finally get to a vote. It's out of committee. Here comes Chip Roy of everybody. I was like a deer in the headlights with that. I think he's a good guy. And you know, the break said, no, he's ignorant. So that's good. Let's give him and his staff and all of them the facts. What's really happening here with this amendment?
Well, so on the screen right now, you're showing Chip Roy's amendment to my bill. And if anybody is watching right now, call his office and tell him to stop this, to pull his amendment. We need the Protect Children's Innocence Act to pass in whole, in its entirety. It's already passed through Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan's committee, and it went through with full support, and now it has to go through the Rules Committee, but Chip Roy is on the Rules Committee. And so he is trying to gut the Commerce Clause in my bill. My bill makes it comprehensive, puts people in prison if they perform any type of gender-affirming care on a minor anywhere in the United States of America. This defeats Gavin Newsom, defeats California child sanctuary, child trans sanctuary laws. It defeats it completely. But Chip Roy's amendment will allow it to continue in states like California or any other child trans sanctuary state. Kids just need to grow up, Alex. This isn't about people being gay or how they identify.
No, I totally agree. But just to be clear, as you're explaining during the break, because it just broke. Explain. He thinks he's doing something better, but I even know the Commerce Clause.
This is such a misstep by Chip Roy, and he needs encouragement, especially by the people in Texas, to tell him this is not a good idea, Chip. If you want to be Attorney General of the state of Texas, we need you to be as strong as possible, and we need you to stop it completely. And he has
explain
a chance
to people like you did
right
during the break
now
to
in
me.
Congress to stop it completely.
You explained to me during the break real quick what your bill does versus what he thinks he's doing, the problem with it.
I don't know. Chip Roy went through law school, Alex. He should know better. I think he is being misled. I don't know by who, but this is a horrible decision he's making, especially if he wants to be the Attorney General of the state of Texas for the people, the great people in Texas. They want people like Ken Paxton. They want fighters. And they want someone that will stand up to Gavin Newsom. His amendment allows Gavin Newsom to continue what he's doing with these awful, it's child abuse. It's sexual child abuse. It's castration of minors. It's mastectomies of minors. It's chemical castration of minors. We should never limit the scope of that. That should be criminalized on every single aspect. This is the most common sense thing to do. Let me go a step further, though, Alex. I want to talk about how hard it was for me to get a vote on this bill. Steve Scalise and Mike Johnson promised me a vote on this bill back in September of this year, and I had been demanding it and asking for it all year long now that we have a supermajority. Well, it didn't come to the floor, and it didn't come to the floor. So last week, I had to take another step. I had to vote no on the rule for the NDAA blocking the bill to go forward for a vote. And I had to hold my no vote while I negotiated with Steve Scalise and Mike Johnson is I want a date for a vote on this bill. This is a campaign promise by Republicans for the entire year of 2024. It has been a campaign promise for Republicans for multiple years now. And I had to do that and literally hold back the NDAA from going forward, the National Defense Authorization Act. I had to hold it back from going forward until I got it scheduled for tomorrow. The final vote is tomorrow. But to now be fought on the Rules Committee at the last minute by Chip Roy is absolutely insane. I just can't believe all the games that go on here in Congress. I'll go forward. I want to reassure your viewers. Once I voted yes on the rule to move forward on the National Defense Authorization Act, I voted no on final passage of that bill. And I'll tell you why, Alex. I promised no more foreign wars, no more foreign aid, and I refused to vote for that, and I have never voted for it. So I voted no on the final funding for our Pentagon, for the entire Department of War, because they have so much foreign aid and funding for foreign wars in that bill. And I just can't vote for that. I'm America first. I don't care who gets mad at me. I support our great military, but I will not fund all of these countries anymore. And
I totally agree with you. So the time we have left, let me just talk about this.
Okay.
The fact that this is an election winner to get something done, more importantly, it's the right thing to do for children. Europe's already ahead of us banning it. And the fact that when I saw the news headlines, just to be mean, she's holding up the defense bill. No, you've been trying to get this done for years. And now they promised you and then they weren't going to do it. And that's what I'm told by other Congress people, that so many Republicans act like they're for election integrity, act like they're anti-abortion, act like they're against the trans cult movement, but they actually don't do it when it comes time to vote because they're getting money. And I wonder if Chip Roy, I'm just asking the question, has gotten some of that Pritzker money or something, because this is where the rubber meets the road. And that's why I'm sad you're leaving. I'm not saying you're wrong to leave. I get it. I predicted you were going to leave 5 days before you did. I think she's just sick of it. You know, she's waiting for America to wake up more. She's out of for now because she's been a stalwart. She's been true. And you know, she's just making a statement. And then, you know, you announce that. But at the same time, it'd be great to have you continue on in there to be able to block legislation and then get good legislation passed. But just briefly, bottom line, what was the real catalyst? So I remember trying to get you on about a week before you announced you were going to leave. And you said, I just don't know what I'm going to do. You talked about some of the stuff going on and how you didn't get how these horrible globalists Trump will bring into the White House, but then patriots he kicks out. It was just this betrayal. It wasn't about you wanting access. You had access, but just about seeing the agenda falter. And I was like, please stay, you know, try to keep spotlighting. You're just, well, I'll see. And I told Lizards the next day, I said, I talked to MTG. She didn't say she was going to quit, but I predict she'll probably quit or announce she's going to quit the next few weeks. And I'm not saying it was the wrong decision, but what was the final decision? Why did you do it?
Well, Alex, let's talk about the cost of staying in Congress. And I'll tell you the cost that I've already paid. This is the cost that I've paid to represent my great district. My office has reported over 773 death threats to Capitol Police. These aren't death wishes like I wish you would die, Marjorie. These are direct death threats that are prosecutable by law. That is what I have had to live under, me and my family. And then fighting this trans issue on children, because of that, when I introduced this bill, I was swatted at my home dozens of times, not just once or twice like some people. I'm talking about dozens of times, and received more death threats. And there have been very many convictions. There's people serving time in prison right now for threatening to murder me and then pleading guilty to it when they went to court, Alex. So this is the cost of me staying in office. But I'll go even further. I spent 6 years supporting President Trump. Spent millions of my own dollars supporting President Trump. I traveled the entire country, spoke at, I can't even count how many Trump rallies I spoke at. I cannot even tell you how many conferences I have spoke at, how many states I have visited defending President Trump. And I want to remind you, Alex, and everyone watching, I was one of the only Republicans that stood with President Trump after January 6th, when everybody else stabbed him in the back, turned their back on him, shook their hands and said they were finished with him and turned to support other Republican candidates for the next election in 2024. I was one of the only loyal, faithful people to President Trump, and I always have been. Now, here's the issue. Ever since he has become president, I have continued fighting for him here in Congress while he has been undermined time and time again. And I stood with the victims of Jeffrey Epstein, and I will never apologize for that. And I signed my name on a discharge petition to release the Epstein files. You want to know something? That is the right thing to do. I don't care about politics. I will stand with rape victims, women who were raped at 14 and 16 years old by rich, powerful elites. And I don't care whose name is on that list. I will stand with those women. And I'm so proud I did. But because I did that, Alex, literally in a matter of weeks, President Trump brings in the Al-Qaeda or ISIS terrorist, the new president of Syria, brings him into his office, embraces him and calls him a great man, sprays his Trump cologne all over him. Then he brings in the crown prince, MBS, brings him in, welcomes him in a warm reception. And he also brings in the newly elected mayor-elect of New York City, Mom Donnie, brings him in, loves that guy more than he can love anybody. And that was the matter of about a two-week time span that he called me a traitor because I stood with the victims of Jeffrey Epstein and other rich, powerful men that passed them around in their circles.
Then he wonders why.
Hold on, I want to go further. You and I want to know what happened to me right after President Trump called me a traitor, and I'm not a traitor. I have a 98% voting record with Donald Trump, 98%. That's not a traitor. Let me tell you some of the other people. Just last week, 13 Republican colleagues of mine voted with Democrats to overturn one of President Trump's executive orders that takes away the president's ability to fire federal workers because they're unionized. 13 Republicans did that. And then that very night, last week, after they did that, they went and put on their little tuxedos and their ball gowns, and they strolled right into the White House for the White House Christmas party with Donald Trump. That happened. And then we also have the Indiana Republicans that voted against redistricting. Did he call them traitors and called a primary all of them? Did he call those 13 Republicans that overturned his executive order, did he call them traitors and threaten to primary them? No, he did not, Alex. But you know what he did to me? He called me a traitor because I stood with women that were raped at 14 and 16 years old by Jeffrey Epstein, who is a spy and worked for Israel and worked for this country and covered up many people's crimes and covered up all kinds of disgusting things. And we all know it. But here's the problem. After President Trump, who I've supported more, I've supported him more than any of these other people that put on a MAGA hat for the first time after he won the primary in 2024. Let me tell you what happened. I got a pipe bomb threat on my house. I got a pipe bomb threat on my family construction business. We had death threats coming in. Then to top it off, like a cherry on a sundae, all brought to me by President Trump, who I have supported and helped get him elected, by the way, I got direct death threats on my own son. My own son got direct death threats all because of Trump's words, Marjorie Traitor Greene. That came from President Trump, direct threats on my child. So when people say, why are you quitting, Marjorie? I want to ask all of you, what price do I have to pay? Do I have to get killed by Charlie Kirk, or even worse, watch my own son get assassinated like Charlie Kirk? No, I really want to ask the American people. I have paid a massive price, and I have done it unapologetically, and I have fought harder than anybody. Unapologetically, Alex, I am America first more than any single Republican elected in the House or the Senate, and I have laid it all on the line. But I want to ask you, Why should I try to help a president that calls me a traitor, and I'm fighting for his agenda? I'm even fighting for his agenda literally right now on my way out the door and trying to hand Republicans a victory that they can campaign against Democrats in 2026. But yet people want to attack me. Here's what people need to realize, Alex. It's the uniparty. No matter who is in charge, it doesn't matter who's in the White House. It doesn't matter who is the speaker. It doesn't matter who is the leader in the Senate. The uniparty controls the deep state of this country, and nothing ever changes. And when you, the American people, learn that and stop sitting there behind a keyboard and being a keyboard cowboy and a keyboard warrior and venting all your little comments online, your comments do nothing. Your comments change nothing. This swamp up here in Washington doesn't care about you. It only uses you for your votes to hold and control power. It uses you for your donations that you scrape out of your pocketbook and mail in to dirty politicians that lie to you,
campaign after campaign, and never deliver.
They never change, Alex. They never change.
You're on fire. Your record's clear. And my listeners ask me when I support you, most of them support you, by the way, well, who do you support, Trump or her? I know we see these bad actions by Trump. So many are good, where people that just disagree with him, that have a 98% agreement with him, are traitors. And then Republicans and Democrats that vote against him, he plays kissy foot with them, because we know from people around him, he doesn't actually understand all the machinery. He's admitted that, actually. And it's just wild that this is going on. So for me, paradoxically, I love what Kennedy's doing. I love what Gabbard's doing. I love him trying to stop the Ukraine war and all this. But at the same time, obviously, just from a political perspective, take the high road when Rob Reiner gets killed and his wife by the son. Come out and say, well, he was an evil guy, so that's why he got killed. We need to, when he's wrong, say this is not smart. And then those of us that are close to him get treated terrible when we're actually lovingly saying this. So we already know the answer to that. You're in the right overall. I side with you on this, not picking sides, just the truth is the side.
You don't have to pick sides.
But
that's
what I'm saying, I understand.
That's not picking sides.
I understand. I'm saying that's in the public season. What I'm saying is, can we save Trump? Can he save himself? Because only tough love's going to do it. Can we extricate this? Can we win the midterms? Where does this go if he continues down this path of having all the traitor Republicans that vote against him in the White House because they kiss his ass? He only goes off like the DOJ head, the guy that really runs it. Todd Blanche, undermining him, attacking him, doing interviews attacking him. He knows Trump doesn't see it, but he kisses his ass. You actually say, hey, you're wrong on this because you care. And he takes that true loyalty of a true loyal person, will say when you're wrong. I'm very concerned. So can Trump be saved? What happens in the midterms on this course we're on?
Well, you should be concerned, and everyone is concerned. And here's the issue, though. I am very much... this is how I feel. I only take responsibility for myself, my own words, and that's it. And Donald Trump needs to take responsibility for himself and his words. What he said about Rob Reiner, look, we don't agree with Rob Reiner politically, but what happened to his family is a horrific tragedy. It's the same thing that many American families face, drug addiction and mental illness. The president of the United States, if he said anything at all, his comments should have been empathy, and he should have thought about all the American families facing the nightmares that the Reiner family was facing every single day. And he should have strictly stuck with that and said, this is a terrible tragedy, and we are praying for the Reiner family, because there's children. Right, the Reiners have other children that have been left behind in this horrific aftermath of a family murder. And that's where, you know, I'm a Christian, Alex. I'm a Christian. I believe in forgiveness. I believe in compassion. I believe in praying for my enemies and forgiving my enemies, whether they ask for it or not.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
We gotta be consistent. We can't be mad at the left celebrating Charlie Kirk's death.
No.
And then Trump is like, well, he was a nasty, deranged person, and so he made somebody mad, and that's why, I mean, literally... we can put the statement up, and I'm sorry, folks. I'm not trying. The headline: Jones turns on Trump. No, I'm like, Trump needs to have people that'll intervene and say, "What are you doing?"
Yes.
Because he's literally he stabbed to death at his wife, and Trump's like, "Well, he deserved it," and then he doubles down because he was a nasty person, and so people took action. What? No, his mentally ill, drug addict son did this. Just from a PR perspective, let's just say we're all sociopaths, which we're not. This is a horrible move by Trump.
Yes, it's horrible. Absolutely horrible. And you know what? I've seen reactions from every spectrum of MAGA. People have called it out because we're done with it. You know, we're sick of political violence. We're sick of political lawfare. We went through it for 4 years.
I mean, here he is saying, he's saying reportedly due to the anger he caused others through his mass. So he's saying he's dead because of what he did. No, his son was a lunatic drug addict. Terror. I mean, like, I just, why?
Exactly. This is a horrible tragedy. It's a horrible murder by the hands of the Reiner's own son. This isn't Rob Reiner's fault for whatever his politics are or saying bad things about Donald Trump. But that shows an actual what is wrong in his
head. Yeah, why does Trump think the drug addict son that they've had major problems with did this because Rob Reiner, it's like, talk about narcissism. It's literally Trump saying,
Trump,
oh, you talk
that
bad about me, you die.
Yes, exactly. How does Donald Trump justify their son murdering them, slicing their throats open, murdering them because of things that Donald Trump didn't like that Rob Reiner said, or Rob Reiner's attacks on him? What is wrong? What is in his head that he thinks that is in any way appropriate?
And here's what I'm saying to listeners. Most 90% agree with me, but I want to talk to those that don't. Guys, I love all the good stuff.
I'm not in a cult. I am not in a cult. People that think they have to defend every single letter or word or sentence of President Trump, if you think that's what you have to do, you are in a cult. I am not in a cult. I elected President Trump. I fought for him and put him in the White House. And again, I'll remind everybody, voted with him 98% of the time, put him in the White House because I believed in America first policies. I don't believe in fighting every foreign war. I do not believe in calling affordability crisis. I don't believe that's a hoax. I don't believe raping 14 and 16 year olds is a hoax. And I, you know, and President Trump, I went against him on bringing 600,000 Chinese foreign students.
No, I understand.
That
so, Marjorie, in closing, you got to come back again soon.
H-1B visas. I don't support H-1B visas, and I don't support the state moratorium, AI state moratorium, taking away state rights on AI. I support state rights to regulate and make laws.
No, I agree.
AI.
Let me stop you. You've always been on fire. You've always got a great record, always gut level, know you're good. My spirit tells me that. But in closing, you got to come back soon.
I have a 100% voting record, a conservative voting record, Alex. People need to judge me by my actions and not by garbage on social
media. Believe me, all my listeners, 90% love you. What I'm saying is some claim you were doing this position for governor or the president. Clearly, you're saying you got to have some rest from the swamp. So explain that to people. Bottom line,
okay. Just
what you're not leaving for some political career.
No. So Scott Jenkins, that you all see go on CNN, who, by the way, is actually a consultant for Mitch McConnell. Scott Jenkins is a Mitch McConnell consultant, has been for a very long time. I don't even know Scott Jenkins. I don't even talk to him. I don't have his cell phone number. He doesn't have my phone number. I don't call him. I don't text him. I've never met with him. This guy has been going on TV, I guess whatever networks he goes on, and he claims that the whole reason I'm doing this is because I'm mad at Trump over some governor's race or Senate race. That is the biggest lie. That is a 100% lie. I put out a statement way back in, I don't know, was it April or May, that I was not running for Senate because I don't want to have anything to do with the Senate, Alex. Look at it. It's a uniparty controlled disaster because of the filibuster.
And then Trump said
they
he talked to you on the
get
phone.
Rid of it. I don't want to
he
be
said
a
he
senator.
Talked to you on the phone and said don't run for Senate. Did that phone call not happen?
No, that's not true. I never talked to Donald Trump on the phone. He never told me verbatim, do not run for Senate. As a matter of fact, Alex, he said over and over at his own rallies in front of his giant audiences, he was like, she'd be a great senator one day. And then at another rally, he would say, she'd be a great governor one day. But I never called Donald Trump ever and asked him to endorse me for governor or Senate. I never
did. He just went with Jenkins. He just went
with. This is a lie. It is a complete lie. And it's being told by people that are lying about me, and they have no clue what they're talking about because the White House is embarrassed by what Trump did to me. And they are trying to cover up their own embarrassment, and they're trying to make Donald Trump look good when in reality, he called me a traitor because of the Epstein files. It all goes down to the Epstein files, Alex.
Congresswoman,
and I'm
Congresswoman,
not running,
we got to go to break.
Let me tell you.
Hold on. Stay five
Senate.
More minutes. We got a hard break. I know the vote's coming up. Let me talk to you in the break.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us, we might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones